You're letting your voice be you. I mean, there could be profanities or there could be many bad things being said that's going to be end up being said by the actor, right? Or cursing with people, who knows, could be anything.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Front Row. I'm David Lam and this is Steve Espos, and today we'll be talking about AI-generated voices from celebrities through 11 Labs.
Welcome to another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. I am David Lam, and this is Steve Espos. We will be talking about AI-generated voices of celebrities through 11 Labs.
All right. Wow.
Well, David, the one thing I have to say is that it got to pronounce my name correctly, which, you know, it's not easy to do.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Well, but before we praise it too much, let's understand more. So how is this work?
So 11 Labs is a private company that uses AI for audio for people.
The person who read this, is that a celebrity?
So what we use was the very basic free version.
Okay.
So I think it sounds like a generic person. I don't recognize a celebrity.
Okay.
But anyways, maybe later we'll ask the audience, which do they prefer?
You can think about it for now. You like our intro or the AI intro more, but think about it till the end of the episode.
So what do you know about this company, 11 Labs?
They have an office in San Francisco and London.
Yeah.
So they're very close to us. You can go visit them.
That's right.
They were founded in 2022.
Uh-huh.
Former Google employee and Palantir employees. So it sounds like they struck a deal with probably the most known actor of this is Michael Caine, which is right behind you over there. They struck a deal with him to have his AI, his voice being used.
And Matthew McConaughey. So that's pretty interesting because these are actors, and what we've seen before is that people part of a SAG-AFTRA or they are kind of against AI using their talent.
Yes.
Right. So
yes.
Anyways, I mean, what do you think they're signing on for? Is like for a sign-on bonus or to help with their getting their
publicity.
Reputation out?
Yeah. I was probably both money and publicity, because especially the first ones, everyone is going to know.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure how much they're going to be respected for that. Maybe some actors maybe care more about being respected than others. It's not a huge deal, but still you're letting your voice be you. I mean, there could be profanities or there could be many bad things being said that's going to be end up being said by the actor, right?
Right.
Or cursing with people. Who knows? Could be anything.
Right. I wonder what kind of contracts they would sign
and
how it would be used. You know, why would somebody use a AI voice compared to hiring the actual person? I think it comes down to pricing and availability.
Yeah, that's a lot cheaper, absolutely.
Right, and they could do this from their computer.
Like you just did.
Yeah, exactly. So for filmmakers or whoever, it's very easy for their projects. As far as like tonality and heart and soul, we're not sure how deep that could get compared to human. Somewhere where we could see this being used, I think we were talking about it earlier, is if there's a manuscript or a manual of something.
Yeah, something super boring.
Yeah, or like the terms and conditions of a 100-page thing.
Yeah, and for some weird reason, someone needs to read that. Then you can use this system.
Right, to have like a familiar voice.
Yeah.
It could also help with people that have trouble hearing.
Now it sounds like also Liza Minnelli and Dr. Maya Angelou are going to be part of this, or they already are. That's a lot of firepower there for them.
Right, right.
Yeah, overall, I still don't think it's a good idea, mainly because how that voice is going to be used. I mean, obviously, if the actors don't care, that's their choice. But I remember a scene from a movie, and we'll see if you can guess the movie, where someone is looking at the Mona Lisa painting in the Louvre. And then somehow they have to replace it with a almost exact replica for whatever reason. I'm not going to divulge why, right?
Okay.
So it's almost the exact same piece. It's a fake though, right?
Uh-huh.
So the director of the Louvre looks at it and says, isn't that beautiful? And he looks at it, it's beautiful, but I know it's a fake. So he doesn't enjoy it as much, even though you need a computer to tell the difference, right?
Oh, did they steal it in the movie?
No, it's in movie 2012 when the Earth is about to be destroyed. So then they want to save a few of the pieces. So they secretly take out the real one and put a fake in there because they know it's going to be destroyed.
Okay. I don't know if I could guess that one.
But I think it's the same thing, you know, it's a fake thing, you know. I mean, it's his voice, but it's not really his voice because it's just made up, so.
Mm. A little bit about Matthew McConaughey. He is an investor in 11 Labs, and the company would translate his newsletter into Spanish.
Well, that's interesting. I think we can ask our audience how they feel about this.
Right.
We are kind of lukewarm. I don't think we have any strong feelings one way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Compared to other episodes.
Right.
So, David, what should we ask our audience about this?
Yeah. So this time we want to ask, would you use a celebrity AI voice for one of your projects?
And would you feel good about it? And the second question is, which intro did you like more, the ones we did or the AI-generated one? And David, I'm not sure how long we're going to keep our jobs for if they like more the other one, right?
Hopefully we keep doing more episodes. And we also want to read some of the comments that we received in our previous videos. So here's a comment from one of our viewers, and it's for a YouTube short that we did based on an indie filmmaker interview. About Tilly Norwood and the filmmaking industry. So this is Crispy Blazin. This person said, I think you could argue that you can use AI for inspiration like you use Google or other tools. Yeah, some parts you didn't create, but if you've never seen a house before in your life, you can't draw one. And then someone replied to that. This is user T24986. And they just said, don't. So do you have any thoughts on this interaction or the comments?
Well, I think what they're saying, the don't one, is saying don't use AI for inspiration. And that's probably indeed difficult to use. Yeah, this one is a little bit more deep, the comment and the whole thing. But I think, as always, we appreciate your comments. We'd like to get more of them. We'd like to address more, especially if it's direct questions for us to answer. I'll go one of the questions that I had. And if you haven't seen my short on which heater is easier to turn on between three different cars, we had a 2015, 2005, and a brand new Tesla. Which heater is easier to turn on? So the comment was, it's the oldest car that's easier. So make sure you watch that short to see if you agree with him, if that's the easiest heater to turn on.
Thank you, Agonamin.
Yes, that's from Agonamin. Yeah, thank you.